Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining in to Off Topic with Bray and his most fantastic dad who's here today. Oh, wait. You're supposed to do the intro.
This is season one, episode two. We're going to get into our first topic now. Okay.
Whoop, whoop. Hey! Hawaiian Tropic Girl's going back in. I don't know why she won't come in front of the camera, y'all.
It's so weird. Like, why doesn't she? Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. We got
Star Wars.
We have our first topic. It's hot takes, overrated and underrated things. First thing is Star Wars.
You go first.
It's overrated all day. I don't care what y'all say.
Overrated. Yeah, I'm not a Star Wars fan. I've never seen an entire Star Wars movie.
Fun fact, I fell asleep in the first 5 minutes of it.
Oh.
I'm not even lying.
Dang, you should sleep more.
Sleep? Yeah, that is true. I don't sleep.
Probably give, anyway, sorry.
It takes me like 3 hours to go to sleep.
All right, next. Overrated or underrated?
TikTok. Mid.
Me?
Yeah, you go.
I don't have TikTok. I don't support the Chinese.
He doesn't have anything.
I don't have
he
anything.
He has Nextdoor, and that's it.
That's just a funny joke about the Chinese.
I don't use TikTok.
I don't have social media at all, so.
That's cool.
What about you? You don't use TikTok? Some TikToks are
pretty
cool. I
don't use TikTok.
I've seen TikToks. I don't have TikTok, but they're pretty funny.
Yeah. It can get inappropriate sometimes.
Fantasy football and basketball.
Underrated?
Yes, for
underrated
sure.
All day.
For sure.
We need to start doing that.
We need to get a league. Get in a league. I'd school you right now. Well, I don't know. Anthony Edwards is playing like crap, so probably not. But I better not say that. He might cuss me during his press conference.
He probably is if he sees this.
Oh, he'd be okay.
You know the comment section.
He's probably gaming right now instead of practicing.
Gaming while his family is overeating dinner.
Oh, we saw that on Netflix.
Starting Five. Go check it out. The Olympics.
Oh, underrated.
I agree.
We got to go.
We're going in 2028 or 2026.
Which one is it?
2028 is like the summer. 2026 is the winter.
Which one's going to be in California?
Both.
They're both.
Well, not 2026 is gonna be in like Wyoming and stuff. Fact check it.
He might be wrong if he says that. So 28 is in Cali.
Yeah.
Cool. So you have between now and 2028 to save enough money and make enough ad money off of this podcast to take your entire family to the Olympics.
Thank you, Aquafina /Pepsi /Mountain Dew Kickstart for sponsoring this podcast.
Milkshakes with fries.
Underrated. Wendy's, yeah.
Overrated.
Wendy's.
You can't go get a milkshake with fries.
They sell it as a pack.
They do.
Yes.
When's the last?
It's like $2.
Question. The last time you went to McDonald's.
McDonald's, you mean Wendy's?
No, I said McDonald's. That's the last time you tried to get fries and a milkshake. What did you get? Nothing. The milkshake.
I got fries and a 10-piece nugget.
Always broke.
Oh yeah, the ice cream.
Milkshake.
Yeah.
The ice cream machines are always broken. These ratchet.
Well, they say it's broken, but it's actually open. It's this video that he said the Blizzard machine wasn't working. He went in the back and it was working.
Oh really? Uh-huh. How do you get in the back? You just walk up in
he
there.
He just walked in the back.
I like it. That's like that other YouTuber that breaks into places.
Eric.
Yeah. Cold pizza the next day.
I already know what this guy's saying.
Oh my goodness, there's a wedding. There's a bridesmaid walking through the
wedding. There actually
right
is.
Now.
She's trying on stuff for the wedding. When's the wedding?
It's like 2 weeks.
Actually.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks from today.
I thought it was like a month.
No, it's 2 weeks from today. Hey, we gotta go too.
I'm cooked a check.
Okay, anyways, cold pizza is great. Cold pizza is great. All right, let's move on.
It's underrated.
Yeah, hot
it's
tops
overrated.
Overrated. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No way.
It tastes disgusting. You
got
to warm it up for 25 seconds.
It is a cold pizza, so yeah, I guess you could warm it up.
Okay, topic two. Oh, I keep clicking the wrong button.
What?
Who's going to win the NBA Finals? We have Eastern Conference Finals, Pacers and Knicks. Pacers lead 2. Thunder and T-Wolves. Thunder leads 2 as well.
Well, I was pulling for the Knicks because it's been a long time. But they're playing like garbage and have got beaten twice at home. So they're down 2. with the next game being in Indy, and I don't think it's going to go well. So the Pacers are going to win the Eastern Conference. And I was pulling for the Timberwolves because, you know, I kind of like their point guard, but it's, you know, because he used to be at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
But Ant-Man hadn't been playing that well the past two games. And I think OKC is going to roll them. So it's going to be OKC and the Pacers in the finals. And OKC is going to win.
Nice.
What do you think?
Personally, I think the same thing. Like, Pacers are going to get to the finals, but Thunder's going to whoop them. Because, Thunder's first seed and then Pacers are fourth seed.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure OKC came back being down by 20 twice.
Actually.
Beat the Timberwolves.
Yeah, so Thunder's next game is tonight at 5:30 Pacific, whatever time that is.
Well, that's like, I think they're 3 hours ahead of us.
Nice, and then
5:30, so it's like 2:30 game?
Oh, surely it's today too, at 5 Pacific. We have to put both of the games on at the same time.
Be on here in like a half hour.
We're going to see Lilo and Stitch, Lilo and Stitch, Lilo and Lilo and Lilo and Stitch.
Hey, the bridesmaid's back. Hey, you want to come jump in? Oh, it's a Hawaiian tribal girl now, sorry.
Okay, so we have it set. Thunder's winning.
Thunder's winning. Hey, is the Thunder
going to
win?
Is the Thunder winning?
Yes.
You sure?
The audience says yes to the Thunder. Don't bet on it. You probably want to
You'll probably lose. What? What? You said
aunt. Oh, no.
Okay.
She
didn't know. She never knows.
Oh, we're getting techie now, y'all. Aha.
Will AI take over?
Yes. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Let me read you this article that I definitely didn't make AI make. Okay. So AI is getting real smart. Like, write a novel, pass a test, steal your job, and flirt with you online smart. It's not everywhere. It's now everywhere. In your phone, your fridge, probably your dog's new chew toy. While it helps us do cool stuff like automate boring tasks and generate cat memes in seconds, it's also low-key plotting to replace us. Not in a Skynet apocalypse way, we hope. More like, I noticed you're inefficient, so I fixed you. Some people are panicking, others are cheering it on, and the rest of us are just hoping our future robot overlords let us keep podcasting. Either way, the AI takeover isn't coming. It's already here, and it's listening right now.
Yes. So, have you used any AI?
I used AI to make this whole podcast. All the topics on that screen,
except
for one of them, are
so
AI.
Did you use Grok or did you use ChatGPT?
ChatGPT all day.
Oh, well,
easier to use.
I've heard that.
I don't use Grok.
I don't use Grok much. Is it Gronk? No, that's the old football player. It's Grok. Sorry, it's like a progressive commercial with me on here. So we used Grok the other day at work as a playing around.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll check you. You can do unhinged. You probably shouldn't do this. But and then it will. You can say.
Don't do this at home.
Oh man, I wish I had one of my phones using to record. But you could say, "Hey, Grok, unhinged. Make fun of my son." And then she'll say, "Tell me something about him so I can roast him." And then you can say, "Oh, he's 5 foot, 100 pounds, and he's a sissy." And then she'll start roasting you, saying, "You 5 foot little sissy," and all kind of stuff. It's pretty funny. Oh, not that you're a
sissy. No! Why? It's like two truths and a lie.
Yeah, I had a guy do that the other day. He walked in. He said, "Hey, check this out."
That's
he said, "Grok,
awesome.
Unhinged. Roast my boss." And then
did
I
you like
tell
it?
You what she said. Oh, it was pretty funny.
Did it go?
It was savage, yeah, a lot of profanity.
Actually?
Actually.
Like, it can do that?
It can.
Are y'all going to get ChatGPT Plus?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't need them stealing everything we do. They steal everything you do.
Yeah, because that's how it learns.
Yeah,
it learns
from
you.
Somebody else and then just give me some
it learns
tips.
It learns from these people. It gets a certain amount of stuff from these people. Then it transfers it to you. But then it learns from the people that use it. Including you.
Alexa, will AI take over the world? Oh, dang. We can't
Why
hear.
Does it keep doing it in the spare bit?
Yeah. It's not as smart as it thought. Anyways, AI is changing the world. Changing everything we do.
it's not the future. It's already here. Alrighty, next topic, everybody. Embarrassing / crazy moments, but funny now.
Ooh, I don't know. So embarrassing, but funny now.
Something happened to me the other day. I was really bad in the, what's that called? The sack race contest at field day. If y'all were there, I did horrible.
Really?
Like fell, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, they're not, yeah. We don't have to say that other part.
Mm-hmm. What's something embarrassing? Oh, I remember. No, I don't know. The kangaroo thing was pretty funny. We were playing charades one time, and yeah. I had to do a kangaroo. And I thought I did a good kangaroo. Nobody had any idea what I was doing, and they all started laughing at the table. Like, crying laughing at the table.
Someone told me to do a reindeer thing, then I started hopping like a frog.
I'm sure there's other embarrassing things that were funny, but I don't remember.
Yeah. At this moment, you don't remember?
No.
All right. Would you rather father-son edition? Oh, you goodness. Ready?
Here we go.
Would you rather go back in time and meet your younger self or go forward in time and meet your future self?
I would rather go back.
Same here.
Yeah.
Would you rather be the smartest person in the room or the funniest? Funniest over here.
The funniest?
Uh-huh.
I'm just the smartest.
I'd be funniest.
Oh, you're so funny!
Yeah, knee slapper. That was horrible. Would you rather never have to do chores again or get $100 every time you do them? Hundo.
A hundo, for
Give
sure.
Give me the hundo.
Hundo.
Would you rather meet Michael Jordan in the 90s or LeBron James today? LeBron can still dunk. LeBron can shoot threes.
Jordan.
He's just having fun.
Probably Jordan in the 90s.
I would do Jordan in the 90s. I don't really like LeBron that much.
I mean, LeBron's cool. I mean, both of them are cool, but I don't know. I'm never starstruck over anybody, so it's not
Same
like,
here.
Oh, I got to see with B. I'm on the podcast with B. Now, it'd be cool to be on the podcast with B. Now, I really want
this
to do
This is the
that.
Second
I
time
excited.
I play the clip. I think I promised I'd be. Are we done yet? No? Okay, I think we're done yet. No. Would you rather have courtside seats for one game or season tickets in the nosebleeds?
Courtside.
Same here. Because then you can meet the players.
There's too many games. I can't go to all of them.
And they're at like 7 on Wednesdays.
Well, I mean.
Some of them.
Yeah. Once you get older, it's not a big deal. It's just.
Because I have stupid home.
Oh, wait. The audience was like, I can't go out at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday and get home at midnight. Would you rather have to do a TikTok dance every time you hear music or bark when someone says your name?
Bark, bark, bark! No, I'm just kidding.
Bray.
TikTok dance.
Bray.
Oh, bark, bark, bark!
I would
rather. I had to think about it for a minute.
I would rather do the TikTok dance, Bray.
Yeah. Bark!
How do you bark? How do you bark?
Bark!
You bark? You
say, bark, bark!
I don't think when you bark, like a dog, how does a dog bark?
I think I got dog jaw.
Knee?
Bark, bark! A TikTok dance.
You definitely need to do a TikTok dance because I never heard a bark.
A bark, bark, you're always better.
And say
oh,
bark.
Oh. Huh?
I never heard a dog bark and say the word bark.
You, what? You haven't?
Mm-hmm.
How do you bark?
Bark, bark. You say the word bark.
How do you bark?
Bark, bark, bark.
How do you bark? That's how you
That's
bark.
That's a canine bark.
A dog bark and a canine. Oh my gosh.
Canines.
Let's do it.
Very strong, scary
Whoa,
dogs.
What's next
bark,
on the agenda
bark,
today?
Golden retriever.
Bark, bark.
Pretty
Special
dogs.
Thanks to Mountain Dew and Kickstart for allowing us to bark all
right
day
back
long.
To
both embarrassing moment.
Bark, bark, most embarrassing moment. Bark, bark.
I don't get it. How do you bark? What? How do you bark? You say bark.
No, no. You bark. You like.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
You will never in your life hear a dog bark and say the word bark.
It sounds similar to bark. No,
bark.
Not like that. That's stupid. No, bark, bark, bark. Like when you say it fast, bark, bark, bark. You never heard a dog say it like that. How?
Thank you for watching today's Father-Son edition of TikTok or Bark, 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 Bark.
I never even choose Special Bark. Why would you ask me that?
Oh, I'm just playing, bro. Oh, okay. Special thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstarter for sponsoring this episode.
Next topic. Life advice I'll never forget.
You got some for me? Or I got to give it to you?
Oh, I got some for me.
Well, you're...
But it would have to be for when you were younger.
When I was younger?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're kind of old now.
I mean, I'm only 30 years older than you. It's not that old, is it?
You're 42. I'm 11.
Oh.
It's 31.
Your mom did my math homework in college.
That's actually a factual statement.
Shh. Embarrassing moments, but funny now.
Rerun.
Life advice. Always push yourself to be better each day.
Dr. Williams said fail now instead of later.
Yeah.
Quote of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then his. You got a point. Quote of the day for your camera.
Quote of the day. Quote of the day.
That's the quote. You got
no,
a point.
I got a new quote.
Okay.
Try to be better each day. Yes. Oh, man. I just heard it yesterday. I can't remember what it was.
Do you want us to shut the cameras off and then you know?
No. What was it? We're going to have to edit this entire brain fart out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be like...
It'll be like 20 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is going to take like 20 hours. I'm not even lying.
20 hours?
Probably.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Be better each day.
Once he thinks about it. If he never thinks about it, check the comment section. Alrighty. That's and best life advice, the stuff he said.
What? Be better each day.
Yeah.
Be better tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Drink more water tomorrow. Do more exercise tomorrow.
That's right.
Make your bed every morning. Definitely watch that YouTube video. Have you made your bed?
Yes, actually I did.
Whoa!
No, I actually did.
Final topic!
Sorry, that was kind of loud. The biggest challenges I will face, we will face, we've faced.
All right, what's the biggest? What's one of them? Either you have, you will, or you think you will.
Have. I got used to it eventually when you went to the FBI and A.
Oh, and then, yeah, that was kind of sucked. That was gone for a long time.
And then probably like, I don't know, I might be stressed with my job one day. And then maybe college, I don't know. Yeah. Depending on how hard college is, I don't know.
Oh, it won't be bad.
And then what are you? What about
just
you?
Just be better every day.
Mm-hmm.
I would say going away for 11, 12 weeks was probably the hardest challenge I ever faced.
More than that.
And it was a lot of challenges associated, so. Yep.
Will face.
Will face?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending you to college.
Yeah, she's shaking her head yes over there. Well, thank you for joining us on Off Topic. I'll try to... What'd you say?
Well, that's what I was inferring.
Well, thank you for joining us here on Off Topic. Make sure to tune back in whenever we do another podcast, and I might have you back on.
You have me back on?
I might.
You think my head is okay in the camera? Is it shiny? Or is it...
We're going to put that shiny
you think
effect
I got,
on
like,
there,
the
you know?
Sun. Yeah. Does this thing still work?
Hello. Hello.
I'm sure it's
Hello.
Super loud now.
Next time we need to do a progressive commercial. Like, don't be your parents.
Don't turn into your parents.